You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you are here. If you are an OG and you keep coming back and you keep listening and growing and healing and just learning to trust your intuition, welcome. Thanks for coming. Thank you for your support. Thank you for making this, most of the time, really easy and effortless for me. I appreciate every single one of you. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's helping you trust yourself, trust your intuition, I would really, really be so forever eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a 5-star review, because those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, I feel like these words and these conversations can really benefit a lot of people with everything going on in the world. So before you go ahead and write that review, make sure you take a screenshot or a picture and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation for free, just as a thank you for, you know, taking the time out of your busy day to do that for me. So as you know, if you listen frequently, you know that I try to be as vulnerable as I possibly can with you guys and be honest and upright with everything. And I'm going to be totally real with you guys. This episode, this week's episode, I was so resistant about. I don't know. I was just creating these stories inside of my head, being like, I don't want to do it. I don't know what to talk about, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was just extremely resistant about it. And I'm also in the midst of kind of starting a book and an oracle deck. I'm just all over the place, basically. And this week, on top of everything that has been going on in the United States this week, I just have been running into these blocks and feeling all of this type of resistance. And there's a lot of things going on, you know, on the back end in my life and everything like that, that are helping create these blocks. But I just wanted to come on because I like sharing my experiences with you guys. I like sharing that the things that I talk about and the things that I teach and the things that, you know, I endorse, I'm living it. I'm living through this with you guys. I am not perfect, and I never said that I was. And I want you guys to see that I'm just a regular human being, and using these tools and all of this has helped me transform my life and, you know, attune myself to spirit and let me trust my intuition and just live a more joyous life, learn to live intuitively. So basically, again, this week, I was just so like, I don't know what I want to talk about. I don't know, you know, what should I do about the podcast? I was very close to not even, you know, doing anything this week because I was just, I don't know. I was like having like a mini temper tantrum with myself, to be completely honest. And this morning I woke up and I woke up a little late, I'm not going to lie. So I didn't have my full 20-minute meditation, but I did have my 5-minute grounding and protection. And I knew that after I got the kids settled and on the bus and the dogs fed and everything, I knew I had to come up to my altar and do a nice, deep, long meditation. I just knew it. Spirit was telling me, like, it's time for you to, like, just chill, right? So after all is said and done, I head up to my altar. I get on my meditation pillow, and I do a 30-minute meditation. And I light some incense, and I walked in with no intention. if that makes any sense. Sometimes we go into a meditation with the intention of connecting with our guides or strengthening our mediumship or just, you know, releasing all the thoughts that are inside of our head. But I just knew I couldn't have any intention for this particular meditation session. So I went, and it was the most profound, one of the most profound spiritual experiences I have ever encountered. And I just got so many downloads throughout it. And I walked away just feeling so much better and so much more clear and precise about what I wanted to record on this week's episode and what I wanted to share. Because if you know me, I put things up for sale intuitively. I just try to live my life so intuitively. And, you know, I knew that after this meditation session, I was supposed to record and talk about my experience and talk about the takeaways that I received, because I think that somebody needs to hear it, especially right now. You see, what I realized throughout this whole meditation is the blocks that we create for ourselves, you know, whether it's writer's block or just, you know, the ego or the imposter syndrome or anything. I'm sure everybody has these stumbling blocks that we create, right? These are all man-made. All of these blocks were created by us, believe it or not, okay? The reason why we can't write the book is because we're telling ourselves a story that we are not worthy of writing the book, that our story isn't worthy enough. The reason why you can't commit to something, the reason why you can't quit your job, all of these things are man-made. All of these beliefs that we hold are coming from an egoic standpoint, right? So in the Course in Miracles, there's two things in life. There's love and there's fear. And fear is just the absence of love. Fear is the ego. Fear are the stories that we are telling ourselves. And if you are someone just like me, who is experiencing a block or maybe resistance to something or committing to something, or stepping outside of your comfort zone, if you're telling yourself a story, please know that this is just an absence of love. This is just an absence of love. So if we lean into love in these times of resistance and lack of surrender and lack of faith, that is the answer to our problems. We must lean into love in order to achieve our highest and greatest potential, in order to strengthen our mediumship, in order to strengthen our connection to source, to our higher self, to spirit. It's always love. Love is always, always the answer. So if you are sitting here and you are dealing with doubt, if you are dealing with fear, if you are dealing with something that is holding you back from doing something epic in your life, just know that it's just a lack of love. Lean into love. Lean in to everything that you desire. All of these stories that we tell ourselves, these blocks, the reasons why we can't leave a particular relationship, the reason why we can't travel, the reason why we can't do the things that our soul is telling us that we should do, is a lack of love. Lean in to love. These are all self-made stories. Everything that you're telling yourself right now, everything, all of these made-up stories, they're just stories. These are blocks that we are creating. We are our own worst enemy. You know, and I will be the first one to say, the relationship that I have with myself is the most profound, the most complex, the most diverse, and the biggest relationship in my life that needs the most nurturing and care. And this is for everybody. You know, we get so hard on ourselves so much. I mean, really think about it. Take a step back. However old you are right now, if you are 25, if you are 45, if you are 65, if you are 85, the longest relationship that you have ever had in your entire life is the one that you have with yourself. Now, think of your internal dialogue. Think of the phrases and the sentences and the conversations that you have with yourself on a daily basis. Are they mostly positive? Are they mostly negative? Is it mostly being, you know, yourself tearing yourself down? Are you calling yourself stupid? Are you saying like, why did I do this? Why did I do this? Think of that internal dialogue. Is it mostly positive? Is it mostly loving and nurturing and caring? Or is it yourself tearing yourself down continuously, time and time again? Big aha moment, right? When I realized that, I was like, shit, you're right. You're totally right. The relationship that we have with ourselves is the most important and the longest one that we will ever have in our entire life. So we better make it a good one. We better make it nurturing. We better make it healthy. We better be lifting ourselves up rather than tearing ourselves down. When we tear ourselves down, when we say, why did I say that? Why am I so stupid? Why did I do that? I should have done it this way. I should have done it this way. That is a lack of love. Those words that you speak to yourself, those are the resistance that you are creating from your connection to love. That is the fear coming into play. Anything that isn't from love is fear. So why don't we start by making our relationship with ourselves a healthy one? Every time we tear ourselves down, every time that we say, why did I do this? Every time that we just beat ourselves up, that is resistance. That is us creating a block from unconditional love, from source. So if we become a little bit more gentle with ourselves, that is us building ourselves back up. That is us going back to source. That is us loving ourselves. When I told you that this meditation was a heavy one, I meant it, guys. I meant it. I walked away and I was like, whoa, now I know what I need to talk about. Like, this was intense. Like, all of the I was like, wow. You know, and we know this. And this is the thing. I feel as though we know this information. We know that love is the answer. We know that our relationship with ourselves is the most important, and it mirrors every other relationship that we have in our life. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's just like we read the book, we put it on our bookshelves, but we don't put the stuff that we learned in the book into our lives. We don't implement the lessons that we've learned from the book into our life. We know it. It's in our subconscious mind. All of this information is stored within us at a soul level. And yet we still tear ourselves down every single day. Every single day. So today, your lesson is to make sure that you are listening to the dialogue that you are telling yourself. Become aware of it. Are you telling yourself that you're proud? Are you telling yourself how much you love yourself? Are you saying how smart and strong and confident and intuitive you are? Or are you telling yourself that it's just your imagination? You're not psychic. You're not intuitive. I'm just going crazy. I look so ugly in this sweater. Ew, look at me. I haven't showered in a day. Look how fucking greasy my hair is. Look how ugly I am without makeup on. How do you talk to yourself? This is a simple yet profound exercise that we can all do in order to lean back into love. Be gentle on yourself. Talk to yourself the way that you want, that you feel like you deserve to be spoken to. You deserve love. And if you don't think that you're worthy of love, if you don't think that you are worthy of starting a business or being happy, that's a crock of shit. That's an absolute crock of shit. I'm calling bullshit on that. Everybody deserves love. Everybody deserves to be happy. You deserve to be happy. You deserve everything that your heart desires. And if you are listening to a story inside of your head that tells you otherwise, that is something that is man-made from the ego, and we got to tear that shit down. You are meant to be fulfilled. Your cup is supposed to be full. Your life is filled with abundance. You have the capability of manifesting the life of your dreams so long as you lean into love. So long as that inner dialogue is positive. I told you guys
that this one was going to be deep.
So today and every other day, I want you to become more aware of how you are speaking to yourself through your thoughts. I think we're going to all be surprised at how much we tear ourselves down without even knowing it, you know? And it's going to be a huge realization for all of us, because I feel as though like we all want to manifest something, and we all think that we're working on self-love and we're all healing our inner child. But if we really just become aware of how we're just speaking to ourselves in the present moment, we're going to realize like, shit, I definitely need more work on this. I definitely need to love myself a little bit more. I definitely need to nurture that inner child that's within me. So yeah, guys, mic drop here, because I know that this was a heavy one, because when I got this download, I was like, oh shit. Shit. And I started thinking to myself, I'm like, how have I, let me think back to just yesterday. How was I talking to myself yesterday? What was my inner dialogue like? And I realized that it wasn't very nice. It wasn't like, I was kind of a bitch to myself. I was just bitchy. Yesterday I was cleaning my house and I was just like, why? I just kept on thinking to myself, how does my freaking house get so dirty? How does it get so dirty? Why do I allow it to get to this point, right? Why do I allow it to get to this point? Oh, this is, you know, like, why can't I be more organized? Why can't I do this? That was my inner dialogue just yesterday. And after this meditation, I realized that it's like, shit, like I thought, you know, we think we love ourselves and we think that we give ourselves the love that we are worthy of. But at the end of the day, it's like we just get so caught up in our heads and we get so caught up in life that we don't realize that this inner dialogue that we have within ourselves every single day may not be coming from a place of love. It may be coming from a place of ego and fear. And that's why it's so important to lean back into love. We need to remind ourselves, probably a couple of times a day, that we have to be gentle. We have to love ourselves. You know, like I think like even if we go and we start our day off and we do our affirmations and we do our meditation and we do our journaling and we're in that high vibe place because we're working on ourselves and we're telling ourselves that we love ourselves, right? And we do that morning ritual, but then we go to work or we do our things and we're doing our muggle stuff. What are we saying to ourselves when we are living our muggle lives? Are we still in that high vibe place and we're just listening to those affirmations go on, you know, within our head? Or are we being like, oh my God, why is my car so dirty? Oh my God, why do I have these fucking blackheads? Oh my God, why is my skin breaking out? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. this takes effort, guys. We are programmed to be fearful. We're supposed to be fearful. That's what society wants us to do. That is what our ego wants us to do. They want it so that we live in a fear-based mentality. And true spiritual growth, spiritual development, enlightenment, the spiritual path, the spiritual awakening, the dark night of the soul, whatever it is the realization that we are living in a fear-based mentality and it's time for us to lean back into love. That is what the dark night of the soul is. That is what the spiritual awakening thing is. I can give you all the symptoms and all of the shit that you might be experiencing a spiritual awakening and everything like that. There's a ton of them. But at the end of the day, the definition of a spiritual awakening is waking up from a place of fear and wanting to lean back into the place of love. So that's my spiel today. If you take anything away from this, please, please, please make sure that you tag me in your IG stories. If this is, you know, if this is exactly what you needed to hear, I hope that it was, because you know, I got shit. I was not planning on recording this today. I got to be completely honest, guys. I was not. I have to go. I have to buy a fucking washer. I got to go grocery shopping. I got to get ready for meal prep. Like, I was just going to like not do this. But when I have an intuitive feeling about something, I know that I just have to do it without any scheduling or anything like that. So if this is exactly what you needed to hear today, please, please let me know on Instagram. I love connecting with you guys. I love seeing that this is helping you, that these, you know, takeaways are just making you feel better about your life and your path and all of that great stuff. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. I can't wait to connect with you. And next week, I'm so super excited about my upcoming episode where I am going to hang out with Hannah, our resident astrologist, as well as Jenny Duranix. And we're just going to have a great conversation. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. Have a wonderful weekend, guys, and I will see you soon. Want a place to develop your psychic and mediumship abilities? The Modern Mystic Society is now open for enrollment. This is a low-cost monthly membership that gives you access to monthly trainings, 4 virtual live development sessions, and access to a community of like-minded healers, lightworkers, and mystics for less than $1.20 per day. Head on over to ericarusso.co to join today, but hurry, this offer is closing soon. I'll see you inside the society.